Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is a Victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, the Eagles on to the NFC Championship game. Your thoughts on the matter?
Victory!
Here we go. Never a doubt yesterday. I never had a doubt in my mind. Just kidding. I had a lot of doubt the entire time, but they came through as they always seem to do. You know, the thing about this year's Eagles team is they just always seem to find a way, right? It wasn't a great overall offensive performance yesterday, but we got a great overall offensive performance from Saquon Barkley. It wasn't a great overall defensive performance yesterday, but we got the right plays at the right times, and we got a great performance out of Jalen Carter. It certainly wasn't a great overall performance from Jake Elliott yesterday, but we got the field goals we needed to make it happen. And it just seems like, as a credit to the players who all play for each other, as a credit to Sirianni, who doesn't let them ever get too up or too down, this Eagles team just always seems to find a way, Ike, and they needed to do it for two more games.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those games yesterday, Spike. Listen, this is what it's like being a Philadelphia sports fan. This is what it is. It's never going to be easy. It's never going to be a cakewalk. We're going to live on a tightrope with these teams, living and dying with every play, every minute of every game. And as far as baseball goes, every inning, every pitch, every swing. That's what it's like being a Philadelphia sports fan. It's never easy. But here's what I'll tell you. When they come through, it's the most gratifying thing. Because we will know when we come through all of that trials and tribulation, we will have earned it because we've stuck through the good times and the bad times. And yesterday is another one of those games where we had to fight our way through it. It wasn't pretty, but this team has been gritty and resilient all year long. And we'll pick through the bones and figure out where they need to be better at moving forward and whether or not this is good enough for next week. We'll do all of those things. But today, we are headed to the NFC Championship game with an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. Understand that. With an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl in our stadium. And my goodness, let me just say this. Saquon Barkley is heaven sent. I swear to God, man.
He might say he didn't come from heaven. Listen, he might say he was in the other place. He's in heaven now.
I've been in this town for 27 plus years, right? As a player, retired player, as a sports broadcaster, radio show host, what have you. And I've seen a lot of athletes come through this town, man. During that time, they have mesmerized us. The T.O.'s, the Roy Halladays, the Cliff Lees, the Bryce Harpers. And I'm talking about guys who weren't drafted here and brought up in Philadelphia, guys that have come from other teams to be here. And I just named a few. Saquon Barkley is at the top of the list when it comes to athletes that have come here. He's right there with Bryce Harper. Because to me, I think Bryce Harper has held that crown since he's come here. He's held the crown since he's come here from another team, embracing his city, and taking us to the precipice of a championship. Saquon Barkley is two games away from surpassing that. Think about what we feel about Bryce Harper right now as a player and an athlete in this town. Saquon Barkley, in less than a year, has put himself at that level. And yesterday, my goodness, my goodness. Our kids get to watch a guy that they all are looking at like, where has this guy been all my life? Saquon Barkley. Listen, we'll talk about the other parts of the team, but number 26 this season has been about that guy.
An all-time season.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what's crazy about that?
Oh, my goodness. We talk about Jalen, all this other stuff. Saquon Barkley needs to be he needs to be the first thing that comes. I was about to say something. Let me pause before I even say it. Pause. I'm just telling you, that's where this guy is at, man. That's where Saquon is at, man. I'm that happy.
Well, you know,
I'm that happy about that, dude. We don't have Saquon Barkley. We're not here.
Well,
we're not here.
What's crazy is going into yesterday's game, you look at the first game against the Rams and you go, well, there's no way he's going to do that again, right? And he did it again. And I think
In the snow.
And one of the greatest things about Saquon Barkley is not just his performance, is I think Saquon came here. One of the things that has made him great this year to watch him is he has perspective. Right, not every player that came here. Sometimes, you know, Bryce Harper wasn't in a bad situation in Washington.
Yeah, not like the Giants.
You know, Saquon coming here, I think not only gives perspective to his teammates, but gives perspective to us about, because you look at the energy he has and how he plays, and I think a lot of that energy comes from the fact that he is in a place where his skill and his will and how he is as a teammate can truly be used and appreciated. And he appreciates that because he comes from a place where it's not like Giants fans didn't like him, but there was nothing there.
But he felt
there.
Like he was restricted.
He was restricted.
He was bottled up, yeah.
And here, it's almost like he looks around, and when things are going bad, you almost have to, if you're part of what's going bad, you have to look at Saquon, and he's looking at like you, you have no idea what it
what
could be like somewhere else.
That's true.
And he has brought that positive will and energy and gameplay, and I think it's infectious. Like, after he has a 65 or 70-yard run for a touchdown, you can see the release of that energy from him, and I think it's contagious.
Yeah.
He has finally, that's the energy he has. And I don't think nothing's going to stop him, right? I mean, I'm not saying nothing's going to stop us, but nothing's stopping that guy now.
This has been a magical season for Saquon Barkley. I'm not going to ruin this moment by going back to Week 18. But damn it, I'm telling you, the guy hasn't, knock on wood, the guy hasn't had a hair pulled off his ass in 3 weeks. You're telling me he wouldn't have got through that game in week 18, breaking that record and still being healthy?
Would have been
There's
fine.
No way. I don't believe that, Spike.
You're never going to let it go.
This dude is on a this dude is on a mission this year, and I'm telling you, he is covered. I don't know in what. I don't want to get too biblical, but he is covered, man. He is covered this year. And, dude, I just don't know where we would be without this dude.
I mean, not this here.
Dude, yes. The defense is great, and I love our defense, and they keep us in games. And they were awesome yesterday. Jalen Carter, my goodness.
What's his contract going to look
Jalen like? Jalen Carter, my goodness. Jalen. Hey, Jalen. This is what we're talking about, Jalen. Jalen Carter, this is what we're talking about when we compare you to those greats, man. Doing it every game. This dude doesn't come off the field as a defensive lineman. Jalen Carter, yes. And it was a lot of other players. Zach Bond, Nolan Smith. Guys made plays yesterday. Isaiah Rogers. But the leading force on that defense, Jalen Carter yesterday. That's what greatness looks like.
Well,
man.
In that final drive, right, where we were all the vomit was in the middle of our throat.
I had a brick in my back pocket.
Right.
And it went from there. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was tight.
There wasn't a brick in the front?
No.
I just want to make sure we clear that up. I just want to make sure that we – I know it's not Blue Chew's time. I just want to make sure that we're all good. Yeah.
Yeah. I lost it. Oh, Jalen Carter, right? That last drive where Ike had the brick in the back of his pants.
Yeah, yeah.
You could see and
man, you stupid, man. Yeah.
No, I know. My bad.
You could see, and they mentioned it on TV, that the defensive line looked gassed. They weren't coming off the field.
Yes,
there was one play where I saw a sweat just sort of complete, and I thought to myself, the reason that we're not going to be able to stop them is that these guys are not going to be able
to catch
their breath.
Yeah.
And Jalen Carter, he dug deep. Here's a guy who we're worried about being in shape, worried about bringing it every game, blah, blah, blah.
Work ethic, all those things.
And
yep.
In a place where there is no doubt, I don't care how good a shape you're in, there is no doubt he had very little energy left. But he was able to dig deep and make a play that was, you know, the play next to the play that ended the game. Without that sack on Matt Stafford when he got it.
We needed it.
We needed it.
And the pressure.
Right.
On the final play.
On the final play.
Yes.
Like, I just wonder, where did it come from? He played every down. I think he missed two plays the entire game.
Man.
And he's been doing this for eight weeks.
For months now, yeah. Yes.
It's just that part of it was an unbelievable.
Amazing,
like I said, overall, the defense, like, it wasn't the best game they played all year, but when they needed to come through, they came through. 215-592-9494. Jack, you on the game? Any bricks in the pants?
Not when
front or back.
Yeah.
When Stafford. No, I'm just kidding. So it's good. It's fun. You're not going to make me believe the Commanders are coming in here and winning on Sunday. I know that we're under the worry. I'm already thinking about New Orleans. I really am.
I'm already thinking about New Orleans.
They're going to the Super Bowl. It's time everyone collectively comes together.
It's better if you're nervous.
No, I don't get nervous anymore.
Yeah.
They are going to the Super Bowl. And we're probably going to complain our way there. And we're going to complain even if they win, that they didn't win by enough.
Well, if it's true.
We'll get to the Jalenisms, but whatever. Yesterday was awesome, and that was an all-time game with a lot of all-time moments. And Saquon's the best, dude. It's T.O., it's Halliday, it's him. Like, for single one-season dominance, like, it's those three from brought out elsewhere. Bryce has the overallness, I guess, but just watching greatness. I mean, Saquon Barkley's the face of the Eagles in one season, just like that.
It's incredible.
And
No, seriously.
He's the face of the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're watching
number two athlete in the city.
Yes. He's a Hall of Famer.
Or is he number one?
He might be. Listen.
If you took a vote right now, he's number one.
He's definitely number one now.
Yeah.
Who's the better 26, him or Utley? 215.
Call me in 3 weeks.
215.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you may not want that question out there, yes.
Oh, I know. I'll tweet it later.
I know you will. 215-592-9494. It is a victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Everyone's bricked up.
Okay. All right. Enough. I'm cutting that off right now. I'm cutting that off right now. All the kids are off to school today, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People are listening. Yeah.
I did talk to a 12-year-old before the job.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, as we are on Victory Mondays. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6 and the Players Lounge at 7.
With no player.
Well, we got two players.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah. You guys played. You know,
and Elliot breaks down tape now.
Yeah, he's a tape guy,
and he's a weather guy.
Yeah, yes, well, he's everything.
Man, he was so fired up about the weather.
Corey at Columbus here on WIP.
Hey, you don't want to do it? I do it. That brother is Jesus in cleats right there. I won't do it.
Michael Jordan and Jesus.
Hey, man, that brother is Jesus in cleats. I tell you, he covered by whatever. But hey, I'm so hyped right now. Ain't nobody gonna take me out. I don't want to hear nothing about no if and no but. No, none of that. I tell you what, we going to the NFC Championship game, and I'm already looking. I need Jaden Daniels head on a platter. See, everybody was saying they wanted them in the divisional round or the wild card. After all that, we got them right here where we want them. On our field, the coach, oh, man, I want his head on a platter. Jalen Carter, rip it off. The rest of y'all can have the bony arms and the bony legs, but the head, oh, remember they were taking cheap shots on our quarterback? I'll tell you right now, this brother ain't finishing the game. We hitting this dude from the time we say hi. Game one, we taking his brother's head off. And I'm going to make sure the message get delivered to the defense. NFC Championship game, baby. And y'all know, I'm whatever y'all tell me y'all want to use, bricked up, whatever. I got another title coming tonight. The Columbus, baby.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
No. We are not talking about college football, Corey.
Nobody's going to be able to calm me down all week. I might, y'all, tonight, tomorrow, my blood pressure might be through the roof.
You will be bricked up all week.
Yeah. Oh. So listen. If y'all hear from me tomorrow, y'all need to have Jack or somebody check on me. Because my
Jack
heart might be gone. I'm hyped after these past 2 days, baby. We going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, Jack, the Commanders, whatever you want to call them, Commodores, whoever, y'all in the way. We going to take y'all's ass down to get there. We kicking the door down.
They are not coming into the link and beating the Eagles. Everyone's got to grow up.
Oh, man.
Corey, I want to let you. Man.
They're not. Josh Harris
go ahead,
on the stage.
Go ahead,
you kidding me?
Go say what you got to say.
We're definitely not putting Josh Harris on the stage.
He'll be there.
Corey, I was just going to tell you as a just to show you the commitment. You have the commitment to us, the afternoon show. I'm showing my commitment to you. I don't care a little bit about college football, but I am going to watch that game tonight and cheer for Ohio State as a
Hell
tribute
yeah,
to you.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
The greatest school in the world, the
Oh,
the
relax.
D.
All right,
oh,
yeah. Let's
hey, make sure you get
Evan Turner.
Bloomsburg exists.
Yeah.
Hey, we ain't a basketball school.
I
can attest to that. Yeah. All right, Corey.
Holla at y'all. Go Bears, baby!
There he is. Corey's been confident all year long. Never wavered.
Well, I don't know what I don't know what could cause Corey to not be confident.
Well,
215-592-9494. Shy and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
Let's go! Huge win for the Birds. We're coming for the Super Bowl. Josh Harrison Co. is not coming in here and taking that stage in front of the link and raising that trophy in front of us.
Oh,
it's ours. We're coming to New Orleans. We're coming. I'm driving back to school right now. I was really not looking forward to the drive, but last night's win, getting to listen to you guys has just made it 100 times better for me. It really has.
Well, thank you. What school do you go to, Shy?
I go to Westchester. I know Jack doesn't.
Yeah,
like that,
come on back, pal.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Dude,
we're parading down Broad Street.
Wait a minute. The guys, you're driving like 45 minutes. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
You're not driving back to Penn State.
I'm a homebody. I like being home.
All right.
Fair enough.
Westchester's home.
But a few things.
Seriously, he's not arriving in Westchester, New York. Jack drives there every day.
Every single day.
Yeah, but, you know, I like being home. I was with my grandparents.
Okay.
I like being with them.
Okay.
All right.
But to make this quick, I was listening to the morning show, and I don't know if you guys think the same way. Who knows? I think people are really freaking out over Jake Elliott, and it's getting under my skin. I understand you can't miss extra points. But when you really need him, he comes through.
I did yesterday. Yeah, give him credit.
Give him credit.
Hold on,
though.
Hold on. What's his name?
Shy.
Shy. Hold on. Let's not act like we weren't nervous every attempt.
Okay,
I didn't know if it was going in or not yesterday.
I think the move with Jake Elliott is not to give him credit. It's not to kill him. I think
that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, the win for Jake Elliott today is that he is not the absolute goat in Philadelphia,
yes.
Not greatest of all time, but like loser
the other goat. Yes.
Because if the Rams score that touchdown,
you know
they win it
at, yes.
Because Jake Elliott missed the extra points. So Jake Elliott hit the field goals. He continues to miss extra points. I hope it doesn't catch up to us, man. I want Jake Elliott to do one thing all week long is just kick extra points all day long, every day,
yep.
5,000 a day. Like, don't wear yourself out. Don't worry, you're not going to be able to. You're not going to need to kick for more than 50 anyway. But I think the thing with Jake Elliott is we just have to. The field goals were big in horrible conditions yesterday, but the extra points almost bit him. So you know, there's not much analysis you can do with a kicker. Only that, like. He's our guy for the next two games, and I hope he comes through.
Here's the other thing, Shot, with Jake Elliott. As difficult as it was to watch him miss those extra points, it was also exhilarating to watch the ball go through in those clutch field goal situations, because all of those field goals, we needed every last one of them.
Yep.
We needed the three field goals.
Yeah, I was saying to a friend of mine during the game, when we got the ball back after the first fumble, I said, we're going to need to score seven here because the kicker's not going to make a field goal.
I was saying the same thing.
You know, and so, but he made them, and those, without those, you know, without the missed extra points, we could have lost. Without the made field goals, we definitely lose.
Which, by the way, we should have scored touchdowns.
Oh, come on. We had the ball to 10 yards.
Yes, on those two drives that resulted in field goals. So, yeah, I let's think, like Spike said, thankfully, we're not talking about Jake Elliott today after a loss.
Yeah.
All right, Shai. All right. Well, good luck on your epic journey back to the suburbs of Philadelphia.
It's a long drive, man. It's a long drive.
He's walking. Yeah.
All right, Shai. Thank you. Dude, that I expected him to say something like, oh, I'm driving back to Penn State. I'm going to Pitt.
It's not even 45 minutes, depending on what time of day you're driving.
Depends on the time of day you're driving.
Yeah,
it's usually at least 55.
Yeah. I drive further than that
every day.
Work every day.
I could damn near get to New York in 55 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
The way you drive.
I know. Yeah, well, yeah. You're an aggressive driver.
Yeah, he is.
Probably the most Philadelphia thing you've lived here, and living in Jersey.
I'm adopted.
You've turned into a Jersey driver.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They are dangerous. By the way, eighth NFC Championship game since 2000. I mean, that's it.
What we
Mr.
do.
Lurie.
We got a standard around here, baby.
That's right.
Did you see the video of Howie jumping up and down on the sidelines after
scenes.
The win?
Thought we were going to wait till later to do that.
Okay, we don't have to do it.
Just
now.
Saying.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. The chest bump.
Well,
and the...
I was okay. I got through the chest bump with Bob Lane. I got through that. That was two white guys uncomfortable.
All right.
Sort of like Tiger and Steve Williams.
Don't put us all in Howie's box.
Well, I know, I agree. Right. But Tiger and Steve Williams high-fiving at the Masters on the 16th hole, the greatest chip shot in the history of golf.
Yep.
That was uncomfortable.
Yep.
This is right up there with it. But I got past that.
Okay.
Couldn't get past the two-foot hops.
Like, yes.
Where I couldn't get past that with the coat and the...
Yeah, you know what it looked like? It looked like a guy jumping up and down that was really, really bundled up and couldn't move his limbs, like in Christmas Story with the kid with all the jackets on. That was sort of like, can't put my arms down, kid.
That's was his jacket longer than Elliot's?
It looked like Elliot didn't wear the ankle.
Elliot didn't wear it.
He's such a coward.
Yeah.
We bullied him out of it.
We can bully Elliot.
We bullied him out of it.
We can bully him into anything.
Can't wear a lady coat to an NFL championship game if you're Elliot Shore Parks. If you're a lady, maybe. You know, Elliot can't. What are we doing here?
We definitely bullied him out of it.
Good. All right.
And I told him it was for his own good.
Yes, you can't be wearing an ankle-length coat.
Yesterday.
As you said, what is he, Neo? Little tiny guy wearing a long coat. What are we doing here? All right, with a scarf? I mean, this is a football game?
And he's wearing things.
Or is it Fashion Week?
Well, he's putting the earmuffs on so they can't cover
his
hair, too.
Yes. He thinks a little too much of his hair, by the way.
A little too much.
It's okay, his hair. All right. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Hair.
Yes, right. Yeah, well, you do sometimes.
Well, I don't have any.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. I do sometimes. I forgot about that.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the official sports bar of the Eagles. You can, if you're not going to the game, remember, you can watch Sunday's game at your local Chickies and Pete's. Go to chickiesandpete's.com to find out the one near you. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I don't know. Can we do this week? It feels like we're jinxing it.
Man up.
Marching in. All right, I'm back in. Oh, yes, I won. I'll blame you if it doesn't work out.
Well, so will everyone else, but I don't care.
Yes.
I can't do the, I don't know, the Commanders. Like, they're not.
Oh, no, believe me, they're real. Stop it.
He's a great player.
Listen,
he's a great player.
Dude, they just went into Detroit and put up 41 points. Stop. 45 points.
I'm not going to spend all week being nervous about the Commanders coming in here.
I agree. But that's different than dismissing them as if they don't have a chance to come in here and win.
Doesn't fit my vision.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6. And then at 7, the Players Lounge. The Twitter question is brought to you. You're going to love this one, Ike. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Better 26. Chase Utley or Saquon Barkley? What do you think the vote is at, Ike?
Oh, God. That's a tough one. Because I know how much Chase is beloved.
Yes.
Yeah, well, not anymore. People are starting to discredit him.
Well, no, discredit. But Saquon is the here and now.
Yes.
Let's go Saquon here and now. Slightly. I'll go 55%.
All right. One of the two has 71.5%.
Holy cow.
And that is Saquon Barkley.
Wow. Boy, they have forgotten about Chase that quick.
Yes. Yep. Disrespectful.
It really is.
It really just says how much more the city is a football city than it is a baseball city.
For now.
215-592-9494. John in Barrington, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
How you doing?
What's up, John? What's up, brother?
I agree with you guys. I think the Eagles are just matched up really good against the Commanders. I don't think they can block the Eagles. I don't think they can block the Eagles. They just got their right guard.
They scored 36 points the last time we played them.
Correct. But their right guard, who was their best player, got hurt. And Jalen Hart and Jalen Carter, who's blocking him for them?
Are we already jumping to the Commanders?
Well, I mean,
that's what we got, man.
We can't give any credit to the Rams and how I lost a bunch of money yesterday.
Are we jumping to breaking down the Commanders game and saying they got no shot to win the game?
The fact that they're a sixth seed and they're in this game lets you know they can win the game. I don't think they have no shot.
Okay. And I think if the game gets in the 30s, they beat them. But I don't think it should. If the Eagles get pressure on them, they're going to hit him, that kid, a lot.
Yeah,
kid doesn't get hit a lot.
Yeah, he is. You know, it's. Thank you for the call, John. When guys like Jaden Daniels are, sometimes it's an advantage to be as young as he is, because a player like him, he's probably going to eventually get hit a lot. He's going to slow down a little bit, but he is at the portion of his career where that body is like, he's just fresh.
He's a rookie.
You know what I mean?
It's not going to happen this year.
No.
I guarantee he won't be slow next week.
No, he's a remarkable player. Yeah. Now, John mentioned the injury on the Commander side. Now, we haven't mentioned Jalen's injury yet. So he leaves the game after his knee gets twisted up in the blue tent until the Eagles were back on the field. So here's what he had to say right after the game when they asked him how he feels.
And I can't let you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but we're going to go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
Yes, you finished the game. You finished and won the game.
All right, and here's what he said in the press conference after the game.
Jalen, how do you feel physically? How you went the medical temp and how'd you come out of the game?
It's a tough game, a challenging game. I was able to finish the game and see how the week goes.
Were there separate injuries? Like at the end of the half, it looked like you were slow to get out. You were late coming out of the tunnel. And then, of course, you had the one that sent you to the tent in the second half.
No.
For this week, you said you'll see how the week goes. Is your status uncertain for next week?
Great question. No, just seeing how the week will go, seeing how things progress.
So you think you feel confident you'll play next week, I guess?
Yeah.
So I guess the question is he being cagey to be cagey, or is there something?
There's not even anything to be cagey about.
Yeah.
Bro, either you're playing or you're not. Like, it doesn't change the fact your knee got twisted up and you're a little banged up.
Yeah, how does it feel?
Yeah. Like, but either he's playing or he's not.
Right.
That's all anybody cares about.
Right.
Like, if you get out there, like, we know he's banged up. He's not going to run as well as he did this past week. That's going to hamper him. He's going to play. He's playing next week.
I think he'll definitely play.
Yeah.
The question is how limited he is.
Right.
Now, they were talking about it being banged up, and he was walking with a little bit of a limp. I didn't like that, the way he walked. He was walking with a little bit of a limp there. But when they did call a couple of bootlegs for him, and he moved, looked like it was okay.
That was all adrenaline.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's how you wake up today.
And yeah, I guarantee he woke up today. That thing is killing him.
Well, they were obviously avoiding calling a tush push because they did everything they could to not call that tush push. Then they called it. Now, he got in there again, though it got called back because of the lane false start.
Yeah.
I think just like that, the best drive the Eagles had the entire game was the first drive. from a Jalen standpoint, he was awesome. Well, he was awesome on the run, but he was also awesome on the throws. He was hitting early, quick throws, helped them move down the field, and then that run, he had pop in that run too. Yeah. So this is for him specifically, just because of what kind of quarterback he is. His knee is a concern, I guess. Just in
I got a twist to this.
Okay,
no pun intended on the knee. And I'm going to say this on Monday before everybody else picks up on it, so you all know that I said it on Monday.
Okay.
This may be a good thing. This may be a good thing. Because if you don't have the crutch, again, no pun intended, of being able to run whenever you want to, you have to operate the offense. You have to get the ball out of your hands quick because you know you're compromised from an athletic standpoint. You know you can't outrun guys. See, that's the problem with mobile quarterbacks is the overconfidence that
they can just get out of the way.
I can extend the play with my legs. That's what Lamar does. That's what Lamar does. You think Lamar is sitting there going through progressions? You watch Lamar Jackson play, and when he holds the ball, he's just back there dancing around with the ball because he knows he can make people miss and then hit you down the field. That's confidence in his athletic ability that he doesn't have to rely on timing with the offense. So when we talk about the Tanner McKees and the Kenny Picketts who throw on time and get the ball out of their hands, it's because they're not relying on athletic ability to extend plays. If Jalen can't move the way he wants to move, he has to get the ball out when it's supposed to come out. And that's going to make the passing game more of a rhythmic offense. That's what I believe. He's going to get a full week of knowing that I can't run around everywhere and that this ball has to come out. This may be a good thing for him.
You know, to that point.
The offense, I should say.
To that point, I think a lot of – because he's been sacked too many times this year, and he took a couple yesterday that he shouldn't have. I think what happens is the reason those sacks happen is exactly that reason, is that he thinks he can escape something that – he probably can't. Mm-hmm. And I think in his mind, there's a difference. Jalen's a good athlete and a good runner. There's a difference between Lamar as a runner
or
and Jalen
Josh Allen.
As a right.
Those guys that really can extend plays.
Right. And I think in his head, he might be 15% more able to do that than he actually is, and it gets him caught in those situations sometimes.
Yeah.
My only – and I hear you, and I hope you're right. My only fear is that – this is what happened last year, though, too. Because last year he hurt the knee, supposedly. And the offense didn't. That didn't happen with him being back there. And that's when the offense
struggled.
They
didn't have Saquon.
They did not have Saquon. That's a pretty good elixir to have as a...
Nice word.
Well, and...
Thank you. I don't even know if I used it. I think I used it.
It was good enough.
Everyone gets the point.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing radio, you know.
And I think it's...
No teleprompters.
I think at this point with last year is like... Man, Josh Sweat disappeared for the last seven games of last year, and Josh Sweat was huge yesterday. There were so many things that happened last year. It's very hard to parse what the reason for any of them were, but they all happened at the same time. Whether it was how much of what you're looking at, Jack, was a symptom of everything falling apart and not just Jalen's injury, right? Who knows? Who knows? It's just hard to compare last
year. I understand what I'm saying. I believe this helps the passing game out. So for those who believe the running game from his standpoint is going to be hampered a little bit, you're correct. If his knee is – if he has a sprained PCL like some people are suggesting, these internet doctors who look at what happened and they say, okay, that looks like a PCL – may have been sprained, he now has to wear a brace, then I don't know how effective he's going to be as a runner. It doesn't mean he won't ever take off, but I just don't know how much of a threat he's going to be as a runner. And because of that, I think you got a full week to put in a game plan that allows him to get quick throws out that he can practice on all week versus putting in a game plan where there's designed quarterback runs and things of that nature.
And if there are spots where the field is clear in front of him, we saw Matt Stafford.
He'll take off,
who scrambled three times this year.
All year,
run for,
which
I think,
is hard to believe.
11 or 12 yards on one.
He immediately regretted it, though.
Well, when they asked him afterwards about his future and he wasn't sure, I think it was that one play that made him think twice about
his future. Speaking of, Quinyon. We need Quinyon back next week.
Yeah, yeah. 215-592-9494.
He got injured on that play.
We will get to your calls right after Ike tells you about Elite Acura.
As soon as I find it. It's good by you, Spike.
Oh, come on.
Normally you give me a heads up. Yeah. All right. Experience luxury reimagined with the all-new Acura ADX at Elite Acura. Now, this isn't just another SUV. It's a bold step into the future of premium performance. The ADX combines striking design with cutting-edge technology, featuring a responsive dual-motor all-wheel drive system, the most advanced Acura Watch safety features ever developed, and a digital cockpit. How about that? A digital cockpit that puts everything at your fingerprints.
Huh.
Hey, man.
Digital cockpit, huh?
Digital cockpit. That's right.
Yep.
Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the very first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. With exceptional inventory available, you can choose the perfect ADX to match your style. Right now, you can get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on the all-new 2024 Acura ZDX. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today, located just off Route 73 in Maple Shade, or schedule your own VIP test drive at EliteAcura.com. And it's like always, I tell you, no one can compete with Elite. You tell them that Ike sent you. Again, limited time offer. See dealer for details. Vehicle features and availability may vary.
Eagles are going to the NFC Championship game, or going. They're staying for the NFC Championship game right here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike. Yucky, baby. Happy Monday.
What's up, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
Oh, my goodness, man. If Saquon ain't a creative player, man, I mean, they just made him what's his name and just put everything. That boy is Captain Eagle.
Like made in a running back lab is Saquon Barkley.
Oh, my God. When he broke that game was so deja vu when he broke that 70-something yard that second time, man, and that boy running down the field smacking his head. Oh, man, I just wanted to jump up and kick something. I was loving it. And I ain't going to even front. I felt like a Ken doll that last Raiders drive. I lost my whole – that last Rams drive. I lost my manhood. I was scared that Stafford was going to go down there and score. But big old Rhino come through there, boy, and sat on that boy. I mean, this team is just beautiful. I said on Friday we was going to see the Commanders. And I –
yes.
Maybe the universe worked with us because we were scared of Jalen Winston getting concussed. But like you said, now he might not be able to run like that, and he got to stick in that pocket and get that ball out quick.
Awesome.
Man, hey, what'd you say, Jay?
Nothing.
He's
nothing,
being sarcastic. Nothing.
Keep
yeah.
it moving.
Yeah.
He is very sarcastic. I'm going to leave him alone.
Yeah, you
got to right
watch
now.
Him, yeah. man. Yes.
You got to watch him, man. Hey, man, I'm so hyped. The NFC Championship, man. Give me my net roll. We in the NFC Championship. We was worried about the number one seed all year, and it's like we got it because we ain't going nowhere. We staying in South Philly, baby. What's that? Oh, my. I'm so hyped, man. And I just bugged you off this phone. Boy, I cut myself a couple times looking at you on TV yesterday. Boy, you were sharper than a $2. Oh, boy. God almighty.
I'll let your boy, Yosh.
Boy, you was killing it. I had to start to rewind it and put it on the bag on
Sounds
Twitter,
like someone was
I
beat up.
Put it up there. Well, you was clean, boy. You was clean. I got to steal that sweater in that necktie, boy.
Yeah.
That was something, boy. That was
yeah.
something. I had to tell my wife, eyes, you was looking so good, boy.
All right, would you take it down a notch? I mean, jeez. Pull your pants off.
What'd you say?
Yeah, please. Seriously, Jack, what the hell are you talking
well,
about?
Well, just this guy's over here like, oh, you're so beautiful on TV.
Well, maybe
I'll tell my wife
you
look so beautiful.
Maybe if you dress up sometimes, get
I don't dress up.
And put it on
I'm a natural beauty.
Instagram so we can see it all the time. And we're going to hold you to getting.
Listen.
I'm going to one wedding this year. That's why you made that.
Yosh, everyone's talking. Fritz is down 20. Don't let him get down 30 or else you're going to see a lot more Instagram videos.
In fairness, he's been down 20 for like 8 weeks.
We've stabilized.
For
yeah.
More than 8 weeks. I got a
2-week-old.
Oh,
give the kid a break.
You ain't the one who carried the bag on, baby.
I gotta be with Walker.
Yeah, Jack's got baby weight.
Stop living fat and get fit. I ain't fat with you. Get your life right. I love y'all cats, baby. E-A-L-E-S-A-A-L-E-S. I agree.
Well, there, Sherelle Parker also screwed up the Eagles chant. We will play that.
Did she?
Oh, she did.
Oh, oh no.
Not the mayor.
I mean, wasn't even close.
We got
went EL.
It's not hard.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Yeah.
Well aware. But yeah, again, it was sent to me. It was sent to me almost as much as like a Creed stuff sent to me.
Yeah,
was make sure you don't miss Sherelle Parker.
Oh man, I didn't see it.
The pressure's on literally, the pressure's on everyone to get the Eagles chant right
at all times.
Yeah, Ike, you did look excellent on postgame live yesterday.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You clean up well, as they say.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking good.
Well, I had to represent the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
I had to look good.
Well. You look that good. You're representing yourself. You're
not thinking about the show when you put on that outfit.
Yeah. You show up. You want to represent us, you would have looked a little different.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was thinking about the show.
I know.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because I know you guys will take anything and make something into content.
Oh, so, yes. Well, that's true.
Yes,
would never.
Whenever I do something public, I think about the show.
We have everyone on their toes.
Yes, exactly.
We hold each other accountable just like we hold everybody else accountable.
We're like puppet masters. Elliot, we got him all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yes. Elliot's the easiest one.
You guys don't miss content.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Corinne in Doylestown, you're in WIP.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's
doing
up, Corinne?
Great, Corinne.
I'm doing good too. I'm really happy about yesterday, but I do have to agree with Spike. Jalen Hurts did not step up.
And well, I didn't say that. I just want to be clear. I didn't say that.
You're inferring it. Yeah. Everyone knows where you stand.
I didn't even mention it. But okay, go ahead.
But totally agree. Keep going.
Okay. Well, thanks for agreeing. Anyway. Anyway, every single game, I just get so upset because it's like, why are you trying to do everything? Just do your job. Throw the ball or hand it off. Now he's hurt. So is he going to be at 100% on Sunday? I hope so. But what do you think, Ike?
Whether or not he'll be healthy Sunday?
Think he's going to play better than yesterday?
Yeah, I do. And here's the thing. I honestly didn't have a lot of problems with the way Jalen played yesterday. I didn't, because he had a couple drop passes, right? He had a couple drop passes. AJ has to catch.
He had a couple drop passes.
Yep.
He got himself a safety.
Yeah.
I mean, come
on. I almost blame a little bit of that on Kellen Moore for not running the football. I'm not going to say he was blameless yesterday. He certainly had some plays that I want him to make better decisions with, but I also don't believe it was as bad as some are reacting to. I'm okay with what Jalen did. The biggest thing that I look at yesterday from the offense, from his standpoint, is that he took a couple sacks in areas he should not have taken sacks.
Cost him points.
Yeah. Cost him points.
Yeah.
And when the defense got you two turnovers down in an area where you should have turned it into touchdowns, we only got field goals out of it. Now, it wasn't his fault. Lane Johnson, false start on the 1 yard line. So, again, play call. Saquon, on first down, gets to the 1 yard line. I don't know why we don't run the tush push a couple times from there to get in the end zone. We don't do it.
I think there was probably concern over his knee at that point. That's
but
my
then,
guess.
But then they eventually went to the tush push.
Yeah, well, I think if we're going to go for it on fourth down here, we're going to have to go with one that we believe in.
Yeah.
I side with you. Overall, I thought, given the circumstances, I thought Jalen was fine yesterday. The two sacks that got him out of field goal range was bad. The safety, you know, the one sack that got him out of field goal range, I don't even think he had any time. The safety, Goddard was right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take that sack. The thing with Jalen, and this, thank you for the call, Corinne. Here's what I realized yesterday about Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that everybody says about Jalen is actually applicable to the team. Like, the team does whatever it takes to win. People always say Jalen does whatever it takes to win, and I think that is minimizing it too much. I think what the team did yesterday showed that they will do what it takes to win. There's always somebody. That's what it is about the Eagles this year. There's always somebody or some aspect of the team that gets them there when they needed to get there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because we're so focused on the quarterback, and that's us too, I think we sort of take that team thing and put it on him. Well, he only threw for 130 yards because that's all he needed. I think that's nonsense. If you can score more points, you should score more points. But I think the ethos of doing whatever it takes to win is what the team does. And I think yesterday was one game where, quite specifically, and I think you have to call the safety a turnover. It basically is. It doesn't get counted as a turnover, but it is. But you saw those two turnovers that the Rams had cost them the game. They cost them the game. And if Jalen fumbles or Jalen throws an interception or something, we don't win the game in that one. So yesterday's game, I really thought, given the snow and given the circumstances, given the fact that he was hurt, all those things, it wasn't the best Jalen game, but it also, like, I don't think that was the worst Jalen game either. I thought, yeah.
It was nowhere near the worst.
And that first drive was great.
Yeah, but here's the other thing I'll look at. I think there's got to be times where the coaches help him out. It's a blizzard out there yesterday. And I understand Matthew Stafford is throwing the ball all around the field. Matthew Stafford has a cannon for an arm, has always had a strong arm. So he's capable of making throws in that type of weather and that type of wind. He's a pocket passer. He's a timing thrower. He does that with ease. Just because he's doing it doesn't mean we need to do it. And I thought there were too many times yesterday where we tried to lean on the pass when we shouldn't have. It's 3rd and 8. We're in field goal range. How about run the ball and get us in closer field goal range? Instead, we drop back to throw the ball. He holds on to it, gets sacked. Now we're out of field goal range, and we have to punt the ball. I put that on Kellen Moore. It was actually snowing during that time. We didn't need, if you're not going to make a quick play to where it's one of those screens to the outside, Jalen is not great dropping back and surveying the field and then throwing the ball. So unless you're calling something quick, don't throw the ball. It led to a sack. We got no points out of it, right? The safety, you ran the ball on first down. Your defense is playing well. What you can't do is have a turnover down there on that end of the field. If you're an offense, quit trying to prove how aggressive we can be and we're going to go down and we're going to be aggressive. No. The quarterback is already injured. He's already can't move. He just got his leg twisted up the series before that quarter ended. This happens, and you're throwing the ball at the end. How about run the ball there, punt to get out of there, and let your defense play? Again, that's where the coordinator can help the quarterback out. The guy is immobilized. Don't ask him to do things he's not physically capable of doing. I thought Kellen Moore times yesterday could have helped Jalen out, and he didn't.
215-592-9494. Eagles beat the Rams and are headed to the NFC Championship game, which will be here in Philadelphia. You'll be able to hear it on WIP on Sunday and, of course, the Odyssey app.
We're still working.
Yeah, we are. Well, we're working anyway, but we're still working on Sundays. Yeah, we'll get to your calls next as well. Nick Sirianni's press conference happening at 3:15 in 20 minutes. You'll hear it here. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.